Hello and welcome back to That Haunted Show. Today we're going to be looking at a few ghost stories I've found out. Basically, I tried to do an episode earlier and it just went an absolute nightmare on me. It was corrupt, I had so many issues and I lost the recording. So apologies, this is going out a day late, but hopefully you guys aren't too mad. We are going to be covering some ghost stories I've found, which quite different. Some are more cryptid stories, but these ones I've just come across, which are quite interesting and, yeah, very varied, actually. I didn't want to stick to just one thing, so I thought if I kind of do a few different types of stories, spice it up a bit, you know, you guys might actually like it. So if you're new to the podcast or a regular listener, you know the deal. We are That Haunted Show on Instagram. And if you want to get in contact, you've got your own stories, email over at thathauntedshow@gmail.com. Yeah, those two are probably the best to get in contact with me. I do have a Facebook page and a Twitter, but I'm not even sure if I know the password. Yeah, I don't actually really use them. Yeah, currently I'm not that active at the moment anyway. I'm just so busy with work and doing other things that, yeah, it's tough. But hey, we're still getting an episode out there. This first story is from Virginia, and it's about non-human entities. So, here we go. This happened to me about a month or so ago, and I've posted it in a couple of places. One place for the entertainment of others, and one place to try and find some answers to this encounter. I've been having ghost experiences since I was very young. I'm now 39 and quite seasoned at ghostly contact. I've seen and heard them and felt them touch me. I've had one encounter with an animal ghost and a couple of encounters with shadow people. This last experience, though, seems to have combined the two and has just left me a bit frightened. I had just laid down in bed and was facing my bedroom windows, lying on my right side. I am in the third town. What? I am the third town home. Oh, okay, yeah. Like, town home, town house, yeah. This story's American, like, we'd say the third townhouse, like, this just sounds, yeah, I'm getting distracted, fucking whatever. I'm the third town home from the corner. There is a street light on the corner, which affords a bit of light into the bedroom. I also have a 2-foot black light in the bedroom too, which burns constantly. Who has black lights these days? Jesus. It's like fucking 90s, man. It's like, it just reminds me of American Pie and fucking shit. Actually, you know what? I love the American Pie movies. I had them on DVD. Like, I think there was something like 8 or 9 in total. Yeah, I fucking love that shit. I was lying there and noticed what I thought was my papillion. What's a papillion? Is this a thing? I'm going to Google this right now. Papillion? It's a film. Book. It's got Rami Malek in, very nice. I don't know what the fuck that is. Yeah, so what I thought was my papillion with its four paws up on the match. Four paws is one word? Like, four paws is like 1, 2, 3? I'm fucking confused, man. Well, this is a fucking disaster. Welcome to That Haunted Show. And it was appearing to look at me intently. I stared at him for a while and noticed his figure wasn't moving. This is uncharacteristic for a 2-year-old pap. What the fuck is a pap? Right, actually. Papillion. Animal. Right. Ah, it's a fucking dog breed. Yeah, I mean, I probably shouldn't say it. It's a fucking ray-looking dog. I like big dogs. So, if you've got a small dog, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. If you've got a fucking papillion, good for you, man. Enjoy. So, I began examining the shadow and saw a bit more depth. I noticed that the shadow was really, really dark. Darker than a normal shadow of an animal should have been. The thing also did not have my boy's butterfly ears. It appeared to be more the size and shape of a large house cat. I wanted to reach out to touch it to see if it was real, but something told me I dare not do that. Yeah, that's probably your fucking brain. Why go touch the shadow creature? That's just fucking illogical. I suddenly became very afraid. This thing was about 6 inches from my face, since I tend to sleep toward the very edge of the mattress. I squeezed my eyes shut for about a minute and then reopened them to see the thing still standing there. I kept staring at it, angry and scared, and it began doing this weird motion with its head. Picture a cat moving its head in an infinity symbol shape, like a sideways eight. What the fuck? Now, I would be freaking the fuck out if a cat started doing like a fucking infinity shape staring at me, like, I'd be fucking swinging for it. Now, I love cats. If you follow me on the Instagram or you've listened to previous shows, you've probably heard my cat many times jump on me and start meowing into the mic because she's so fucking loud. Apparently she's got like part Bengal, so she's so loud. But she's amazing and I fucking love her. So it was almost as if this thing was trying to hypnotize me. I closed my eyes again for a minute, and when I looked, the thing was gone. Whatever this was, I felt is very ancient but low level spiritually. As strange as this is going to sound, I feel that it was trying to get me. What the fuck? I feel that this is trying to get me out of my physical body to go on a journey I did not want to take. I don't know if it was a shadow ghost. I usually see them as very dark, fast moving shadows on the floor around my feet, or if this was some kind of psychic attack. I do know that this thing felt very malevolent and sinister. I did not like the way its energy. I did not like the way its essence or energy felt towards me. This has disturbed me ever since it happened. I was only able to bring myself to write about it a few nights ago. I came here searching for answers. Perhaps someone knows what it could have been. This has bothered me more than any old human spirit could. This thing was not human and never was. The fact that this has freaked you out more than any kind of human spirit is a bit fucking weird. Like, I'd be more freaked out if I started seeing humans bowing about in my bedroom like 6 inches from my face. That would fucking do me in. But yeah, I mean, it's unusual to say the least. I'm just scanning through the comments now. She hasn't actually replied to anything, which is annoying. I like it when they've replied and they kind of give some more insight, but it doesn't look like. There is one comment here. I've just read your story, and while I agree on a few points made by others, I must express my caution on a few of these points. Firstly, this is probably a very ancient entity, so I fuck. So I would suggest pursuing professional help. Secondly, I'm very, very versed. Jesus Christ, that's alliteration and a fucking half in the art of astral projection. And it is my belief that you should not contact this entity through astral projection. It may result in your spirit being trapped in the astral plane. This may then result in physical death. This is, of course, if you were to just jump without knowing anything about astral projection. As to your encounter, it may be solely for informational purposes, thus no harm to you, but the creeps. I am, however, not the entity. No shit. So I cannot know for sure, but this is my opinion. P.S. You should feel lucky, as many people don't survive encounters of this sort. Good luck. Good luck indeed. Jesus Christ, I mean. Yeah, there's been no updates. This story was, from 2007, so it was a long time ago. She could be dead. That's fucking bad. I hope she's not dead. But, you know, a lot's changed since 2007. I mean, fuck. We've had all sorts happening and fucking corona. Who knows, man? Ignore that. I hope she's all right. Okay. So we're going over to West Virginia fucking country roads, man. Here we go. My name is Melanie. I'm a 13-year-old student. Hi, my name is Melanie. I'm a 13-year-old. Oh, God. Now, when stories get uploaded and they're people this young, they usually pretty ridiculous, but all right, I'll read it out anyway, and then we can kind of figure out if it's believable or not, because sometimes it's very kind of like Twilight-esque. But we'll see. I'm a 13-year-old who has had but one experience with the paranormal so far throughout my life. Here it is. I was six. Oh, fucking hell. Alright, let's see, shall we? Let's take this with a grain of salt. I mean, I never disregard anything, but usually, I don't want to kind of stereotype this, but usually these stories are pretty bad. I was 6 years old and it was a normal November night for me. I was in bed by 8 sharp, and as I was every night, but I usually stayed up an hour or so later. I was looking out my window as I'd done that time to get to sleep. I had always been scared of the dark. I would be sure to cover my whole body and only leave a small slit open so I could breathe. But on this night, I had been feeling brave and decided to take the covers off my head. Well, as I was looking out my window, I had felt a creepy feeling come over me instinctively through the covers over my head. After the feeling had passed, I took the covers back off my eyes and went straight to the window. There in the window were two huge blood red eyes staring back at me. I couldn't move, it was as if I had frozen with fear, and then they were gone just like that. I regained enough of myself to throw the covers on my head and stay up half the night scared to death. Why is it that everyone does that? You witness something ridiculously scary, and you're like, oh, I'll just dive back in bed and pull the covers over because it's a fucking impenetrable because it's a fucking impenetrable fortress or some shit. Like, it's a fucking cover. If that shit was after you, like, if a murderer was in your bedroom and he just looked at you, are you gonna fucking pull the covers over? Like, no, he's gonna rip them off and stab you. What the shit? But I mean, she was 6. I'll let her off. To be fair, I'm 26. I'd probably do the same. Then about 4 years later, I was in my kitchen thinking about what had happened. My babysitter was watching me and I asked if she had any unusual experiences. And she broke down crying, saying she didn't want the man at the window to come back. I asked her which window, and it was the same window where I saw those eyes. Okay. Interesting. I've never... Top comment is, I've never seen eyes like that, but I think about getting a new babysitter. I've had the same experience. Read my story, red eyes at the window. I'm almost 30. I still don't feel comfortable to be in the dark by myself. Blah, blah, blah. Submit a story. Blah, 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 blah. I haven't heard of this kind of red eye phenomena. You hear a lot about, of course, like black eye kids and all that, which are very similar to like, what is it, the vampire lore, where they can't actually get in the house unless they're invited in. It's similar. I've seen, yeah, like orbs of different colours, but never actually just glowing red eyes. That, I mean, you're a kid. Could it be a reflection of something like brake lights, tail lights reflecting off somewhere? I don't want to discredit this, but I mean, it very well could have happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen. This story was in 2006, so she is quite a bit older now, and I mean, who knows, she could be thinking about this. She could still be scared of the dark. Thinking about it though, like, the dark is a scary thing, and I can't remember where I saw this. It was probably a picture on Instagram, but the whole thing is like, no one's like scared of the dark. It's scared. I can't remember the fucking wording of it. It's like, you're not scared of the dark. You're scared of, fuck, I can't remember. Something like being alone. You're not scared of being alone. Fuck, this is bugging me, man. I'm trying to think. It's something like, you're scared of not being alone. I don't fucking know. I fucking ruined that, man. Shit. It's late and I've done this episode already and I'm doing it again. The things I fucking do. So this story is coming out of the Philippines and it's another non-human entity. So this is a white entity. That's the title of the story. This is one story that I have that still haunts me to this very day. I'm the type of person who doesn't believe in ghosts, but I've learned to respect their reasons for being in our plane. I belong to a group of friends who were really into the paranormal. Things were happening all around us. Being in this type of crowd, I could not help myself in believing a swell. Believing a swell? What does that mean? And being dragged and opening my sixth sense. Called it peer pressure, but I guess that's the way it is. Wait, you got peer pressured into opening your sixth sense. That's pretty interesting, to say the least. Usually you get peer pressured into fucking like smoking or drinking, or you're being peer pressured into opening your sixth sense. Now that's the kind of fucking crowd I want to hang around with. For a few days, nothing out of the ordinary. Fuck, I can't even speak. Nothing out of the ordinary was happening, so I told myself, hey, maybe it didn't work. Given the fact I did not believe in those type of things, I thought perhaps the ceremony had no effect on me. Jesus Christ, they had a whole ceremony and everything. Shit. Then it happened. One night, I woke up in the middle of the night and wanted a glass of water. I was so thirsty, I could not wait until the morning. So I went down for a cold drink. After filling my glass of water from the container, I closed the fridge's door. Standing beside me was a white figure with bloody red eyes. Oh god, here we go, it's the red eyes again. So maybe there is some kind of credit to that previous story, and it's red eyes again right here. I was so scared that I dropped the glass from my hand and closed my eyes and prayed. When I opened my eyes, there was no one there, so I figured it was probably just my imagination. It's interesting, I haven't heard a red eye story, and then I found two straight away, like just like that. And they're, I mean, it probably has no credence to anything, but they're both in 2006. Maybe it was an active time for red-eyed demons. Also, when did Supernatural come out? Like, it could just be a fucking Supernatural hype. So, to help me sleep, I had this great idea of watching TV to help me doze off, which I do every night. Like, I literally can't sleep without watching TV, or getting tired watching TV and then turning it off or leaving it on because I fucking forget, and sleep on the remote and woke up with like a bad back because I've had a remote under me all night. Also, fall asleep to like like blacked out TV pirate ship sounds on loop for like 24 hours. That is the bollocks. Like creaking ship, waves crashing, feel like fucking Jack Sparrow up in this shit. So I got the remote and pointed to the direction of the television. Now, before I could even turn the TV on, I saw on the black screen that there was a white figure standing behind me with a big grin on her face. On her face. Okay, so it's she. This time together with her bloody eyes. This was the last draw. Is she gonna fucking square up to it? Like, turn around with a fucking jab? I ran up to my mum's room and slept beside her until the morning. Gutted, I thought she was ready. I thought she was fucking prepared to like take that ghost on. The next day, I asked the group to take their so-called gift from me because I could not take it anymore, and I never wanted to see that white figure again. For the fact that she kind of had this ceremony which opened her sixth sense. Now, that's pretty badass. Like, I'd like to fucking have a ceremony which opens my sixth sense. Like, the weirdest shit I get is I get like deja vu a lot. Like, I don't know why, I just get it maybe like once, twice, three times a week, sometimes more, which really is just fucking ridiculous. Like, it's about the most pointless shit. I'll be doing something at work and someone will say something and I'm just like, oh shit, seen that. Like, really boring. But yeah, it happens and I don't really know why. So the next story is coming out of Ireland and it's another non-human entity. The story that is about to unfold occurred in November 2005. It was a normal Friday night, as I planned to meet friends the following evening. Ah, I miss times like that. COVID has fucked that shit up. I spent the night at home watching TV, in general, just relaxing. About midnight, I decided to go to bed. On this particular evening, just my father and I were at home. Since he had gone to bed earlier, it was my responsibility to turn off all the lights and lock up the house. On my way to bed, I passed the holy water and... Okay. Is that common? Like, if you're religious, do you just have, like, holy water about your house? Like, I don't know. I came from, like, a somewhat religious house. Actually, I'm not even going to say religious. Like, they probably weren't religious at all. Like, they're Catholic, but I don't think they're practicing. But yeah. If you keep holy water in your house, let me know, because it's interesting. Also, how do you make holy water? It's just like normal water that's been blessed, right? You say a prayer and bam, magic water that can fend off shit. This was a nightly habit and was nothing out of the ordinary. Fuck. This was a nightly habit and nothing out of the ordinary. At this stage in the story, I must point out that I am a practicing Catholic, my religious beliefs playing an important role in my day-to-day life. That being said, I do not publicly show this. Put simply, it is between my saviour Jesus Christ and me. Oh, God. I love religious stories. Soon, I was tucked up in bed, and as an avid reader, good on you, same here, I was reaching out for a book to enjoy with a booklet of the Holy Rosary caught my eye. It is important to note that a week prior to this, I had kept hearing about wonderful graces given by a blessed lady for reciting the rosary in her honour. Although claiming to be religious and well-versed in such matters, the rosary was one prayer that confused me as a child. Well, that and the fact that it was so long. For these reasons, I never had it on my prayer agenda, and for some unknown reason, I felt required to say it. As already stated, I did not know about it and how to go about it correctly. So, during Saturday evening Mass, I mentally said to Jesus, "If you want me to say it, just give me a sign." Bam, struck by lightning. All was forgotten until just after Mass, when I was waiting on my grandmother who was receiving confessions. Whilst waiting, I looked at some fresh flowers placed in front of an image of Our Lady, and to my astonishment, a step-by-step guide on how to say the rosary was resting beside it. I mean, ooh, it's a sign. More like, it's a fucking church. And, like, how convenient. If you're ever going to find a fucking guide on how to say it, it's going to be at a church. Like, I don't... Right, I don't want to piss anyone off, but it just seems if... That's a pretty convenient sign. Like, you go into a church and, oh, look, there's a guide to say a fucking prayer. Right? You're not going to go to, like, a supermarket and be like, oh, look, it's a sign. The fucking rosary prayer. Oh, wow. Oh, and also I need fucking meat. I took the guide home with me that night and said it in its entirety for all the holy souls in purgatory. My good intention soon diminished until that Friday night. Seeing the booklet and taking my rosary beads in my hand, I started saying it again. At 4:45 AM, I woke to my doorbell continuously ringing. I'd obviously fallen asleep whilst saying it. At my door, I found my older sister a little worse for wear. She had been out at a work Christmas party and in the merriment mislaid her key. I led her in and helped her to bed, where she told me all of the office scandals. Not wanting to wake my father as she was a little loud, I informed her that she would have to fill me in the gossip the following morning. Now I find myself wide awake and back to my own room. I switched on my stereo to a low volume, switched off the lights and climbed happily into what was earlier a warm bed. I closed my eyes, plumped my pillow and pulled up my... There's too many fucking peas. I closed my eyes, plumped my pillow, and pulled up my duvet to my neck in anticipation of a snug sleep. In the background, I could hear a song being played about a cheesy hit of a previous summer. I was contemplating how come such a song would be so popular when all of a sudden I heard the most terrifying sound of my life. In the darkness of my room, about 10 inches from my face, I heard the most terrible growling in my entire life. It was so loud that I was sure at that moment my father and sister would run into my room. My eyes were clamped shut in fear, and my heart was beating out of my chest. Yeah, that will fucking do it to you. Shit. Although I did not see what was there, the image in my head was that of a snarling evil dog. It's like a fucking hellhound, man. Shit. Again, we're really on the supernatural theme lately. I haven't even watched it for ages. Maybe I just need to get it out of my system. I felt pure evil that night. The evil had descended upon my room like a darkness and was enveloping me. My immediate cry for the help to recite Our Father aloud while blessing myself over and over again. I don't know why the growling stopped for sure, and it was probably when I blessed myself. What I do know is that I got up and switched the light on as soon as possible, and for the rest of that night I said prayers until I drifted to sleep with the light on. Now, if you want to drift to sleep, Pirate Sounds 24-hour loop, just saying. I would like to say there's nowhere back. When I was dreaming, I heard this sound. I was completely awake and aware of my surroundings. Looking back, I feel that it was the devil that visited me that night. Right. We're going to stop there, because why would the devil of, like, Mr. fucking Satan, Lucifer, Big D, whatever you want to fucking call him. Maybe not Big D. Shit. Why would you think that was him growling at you? Like, you thought it was a dog a minute ago, like a hellhound or some kind of creature of some shit. Why would you think it was the devil? Like, I don't want to kind of put you down, but that's, like, the fucking OG. Like, why is the devil just going to pop into your bedroom because you've started saying a rosary? There's, like, billions of, like, 8 billion people on this earth, and I'm sure quite a few of them. I mean, chances are they're probably saying a rosary right now. And the chances are, if they've listened to this show, you've probably fucked them off so much that they're going to say it right now. So, it probably wasn't the devil. Now, I'm not saying it isn't, but I mean, if it was the devil, he probably would have fucked you up. I believe that somehow this experience was related to me saying a rosary. I believe the rosary is a powerful prayer, one that the devil does not want me to use against him. This is the only supernatural experience that has ever occurred to me, and one I hope that will give others the power and protection of God. This is my prayer I say before each night. Right. I'm going to read it out, and if the fucking devil pops into my bedroom at night, well, I'll either let you know, or if you don't hear, the devil fucking killed me. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. O do thou, O Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and the evil spirits, who roam throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Man, I feel fucking biblical as shit right now. And as someone being not very religious, like, at all, I never kind of got the point of... Obviously, I know they're fucking old, but, like, it's like Shakespearean, like, oh, do thou, O heavenly host, like, just do it, heavenly fucking God, man. Shit, I don't fucking know. But St. Michael the Archangel, I can kind of get behind. Like, he was a badass. He was kind of, like... Archangels are sick, man. Like, they were like the soldiers. I don't fucking know anything, man. Why do people listen to me just do this show? It fucking blows my mind. Honestly, like, you guys could do a show and it would probably be better. Like, I'll listen to you instead. Please. Now, the next one is in Ohio. As you may have noticed, crazy thing. How the fuck are we going to notice? I don't know who you are. God. So aggressive today, fuck. As you may have noticed, crazy things seem to surround me, mostly at my best friend's old house. This story took place when I was 17. I was spending the night with my friend and had no time to shower before leaving my own house. Ew, that's gross. So I decided to take one at my friend's. Alright, I'll let you off. It was already night by the time I got to our house. I said once before, I have always had the feeling of dread anywhere in a house, especially in the bathroom. Now, my friend Anna had a glass shower door. You could see perfectly through it anywhere in the bathroom. I never shut the bathroom door because it had the habit of getting stuck on me and would not open until Anna would force it open. Mind you, there was nothing wrong with this door. Just fucking boot it down. Give it a little kick. Stop being a bitch. I was showering with the door open. Also, why are you like... Now, I don't know if this is a normal thing, but do you go to a friend's and shower with the door open? With a glass door as well? Like, that seems a bit of a invitation. I know I fucking wouldn't do it. Like, that's weird, man. Very weird. Anyway, I was showering with the door open that night so it wouldn't get stuck, and I was sitting in the living room watching TV. The living room is on the other side of the bathroom wall, and there's nowhere to see it from the bathroom and vice versa. Well, I fucking hope so. That would just be weird. When I turned around to see a face at the bathroom door, oh boy, here we go. I saw someone standing there in the doorway, something dressed in black. It appeared to be peeking around the corner. Oh god, it's like the Valentine's spooky ghosts already. So thinking Anna was playing a trick on me, I immediately asked, Anna, are you standing in the doorway? She replied, no, I'm sitting in the living room still. I freaked open the door to the shower and saw it. The thing was almost wrapped around the side of the wall and had its head twisted and pressed to the wall. It was like it had turned its head completely upside down but was standing. Ugh. It stayed there for about a moment just staring at me and twisting until I yelled for Anna. I yelled frantically for her to get to the bathroom. By the time she got there, it was gone. So, just calling your friend over while you're naked. I didn't see where it went, it just sort of disappeared like it was never actually there. When Anna got to the bathroom, she looked everywhere for something that may be given some kind of reflection, but nothing was found. I finished the shower rather quickly and made Anna stay in the doorway until this was gone. Now, I'm telling you, this is just a fucking, I don't know. This is just a love story here. We're just reading some erotica. This is not a ghost story. She's just dropping hints. Also, the front and back door were visible to where Anna was sitting in the living room, so no one was able to sneak past her or into the house without her seeing them. We tried numerous times to duplicate the contortion of the image I had seen, but we were unable to. We're not sure what or who was in the house until this day, and I haven't seen it since then. I am now very leery about showering at people's houses. Leery? Is that a word? Back to Google. Leery, it's a new word. And well, it's not a fucking new word, it's a new word to me. Cautious or wary due to realistic suspicions. Interesting. There you go. Add that to the fucking vocab. Tip top. Right, we got a few more. Let me check the time. Okay, I could probably squeeze. I might be able to fit these all in. Oh, this one's really short. So this one's actually in Finland. Now, I don't think we've actually had a story from Finland. So, interesting. I mean, this is like, what, Scandinavia way, and so Vikings and shit. That's pretty fucking cool. Now, this story isn't a personal experience of mine, but it happened to my dad and he told me about it. Now it's my turn to tell you. My dad lived in Finland when he was younger, and as you know, it gets pretty fucking cold over there. I thought it needed the emphasis. It was a winter night, and it must have been at least -2 Fahrenheit degrees outside. Now, to me, I don't fucking know Fahrenheit, so let me just Google this. Shit, that's -18. That's fucking nippy, man. Shit. I thought, like, -2 degrees, that's not too bad. Shit, -2 Fahrenheit. -18 degrees Celsius. Shit. That's cold. My dad usually sleeps on his side. Fuck that, I'd sleep, like, wrapped in a fucking burrito, like, shit, with a radiator in the covers. Jesus, yeah, and was asleep as anyone could get. Well, did you ever get the feeling that someone was watching you? That's the exact feeling my dad got that night. He didn't feel like he was in danger, but feeling like you were being watched is pretty creepy. So he turned onto his back and looked around the room, and what he saw, he says he'd never forget. A penguin. No. Oh, just chatting shit, it's late. A glowing green head. Just a head, no body. It was making a really creepy face. I'm sorry, I'm just fucking imagining this floating green head. But as I said, my dad didn't feel threatened. He's fucking brave, I'll give him that. And just like that, the head floated. And just like that, guys, the head floated out of the corner of his room. Although he wasn't in danger, he ran out the room. Faster than he had ever moved, screaming, he ran outside in his underwear in -2 degree weather. Is your dad still alive? Did he fucking get hypothermia after this shit? His mother, my grandma, came outside and scolded him and told him he would catch his death of cold. Yeah, no shit. My dad tells me this is an experience he will never forget. It was the most scared he's ever been in his life. Yeah, I don't really blame you on that one, to be fair. If I saw a green floating head, that would kind of do me. But I just can't take this story. Maybe it's just the way it's wrote. Like, it was making a creepy face. And just like that, it floated away. Yeah, I mean, it probably was scary. Like, it freaked me the shit out. Like, if I see a jacket hanging up in the bedroom on, like, fucking heart palpitations because I think there's a demon in my room. So if I actually saw a head, it'd be game over. I'd probably die. I'm not even joking. Like, right. I've got 2 stories here. And time is ticking. Which one do I read? Thing on a Bridge or Saturday Morning Cartoons? I'm just going to scan for him. Hurried along, respectful distance, blah, 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 blah. Rotting flesh. Okay. Child in me, watch cartoons and watch blah, blah, blah. Soft noise, walked into my room. Bright green mass with a face floating above. All right. That kind of picks it. It's another fucking floating green face in Saturday Morning Cartoons. We're getting rid of that one. So, The Thing on the Bridge. And this is in Australia. Is it a fucking yaoi on the bridge, mate? That was fucking shit. I should not do impressions. I live in the rural town of Port Hedland, Western Australia, and this is what happened on my walk. It was 2 Saturdays ago on the 12th of August, and I was walking alone about 5:30 in the afternoon. I would normally have been walking my dog Charlie at this time, but she'd had an eye infection that was keeping her from sleeping and didn't seem up to the exercise. Port Hedland is a coastal town near the northern end of Australia and is prone to heavy rain from cyclones. The annual torrents require an extensive system of ditches running through the town to drain water off the roads. There also tends to be a lot of empty land between blocks of houses, massively overgrown with weeds that are occasionally burned or trimmed away by the council. I was walking alone through a narrow concrete bridge when I heard heavy breathing from a ditch below me. It's a fucking troll under the bridge. Shrek. No, he's a fucking ogre, what am I on about? Shit. First, I thought it was a drunk. Could be. I remember one time I was walking to college and I was going to meet my friend. And I walked down this alleyway, which I'd walk down every day to college, and he was sitting there. And I saw this dude from a distance, and like he had long hair back in the day. Well, actually, he's still got fucking long hair now. And I thought he was a drunk or a tramp. So I walked the whole fucking long way around and texted him saying, "Don't go down the alleyway, there's a tramp there." And it was like, "I'm in the alleyway." Yeah, it was bad. Then I remember the time I was jogging through a park with my dog this time and realised that I was running straight towards a large feral looking mongrel dog who was poking out of the yellow scrub and baring more teeth as I approached. We forget how close we are to nature. Very philosophical. Beautiful. I hurried along the bridge and looked under it, retreating to a respectful distance. There was nothing there. More relaxed and curious now, I walked back onto the bridge to ponder the origin of the sound. It promptly resumed, and that time I boldly leaned over the railing and looked straight under the bridge. There, I saw Shrek. Again, I saw nothing more suspicious and empty, faded beer cans. I straightened up, and stinking hot breath blew into my ear. I had a co-worker who had stinking hot breath, and being in a van with him all day was fucking disgusting. It was pure fear that I felt, just pure fear. Using some fancy word could only cheapen the experience. I fell back facing the source of the breath. There was nothing I could see, but the heavy panting continued, and I was well familiar with that rotten flesh I was well familiar to that smell of rotted flesh, unique to the breath of a dog or on a bloody diet. Before I'd even realised I should be getting up there, with a sudden invisible pressure on my chest. Before I'd even realised I should get up there, there was suddenly... Fucking hell, I can't even read this. Before I'd even realised I should be getting up, there was a sudden invisible pressure on my chest. I expected pores, but didn't quite feel them. Even now, I can't quite discern the shape of the force that held me, whether I was restrained by pores, claws, hand, or a flat slate. Vicious howling erupted in front of me, the force of a dog filled my mind, until I couldn't even see where I really was. The killer mongrel was peeking its nose out of the bush, coolly deciding how he would allow me to come before he lunged. Unable to think straight, I imagined that this was what was supposed to have happened, that I'd fluked my way out some cosmic debt and now the collector was knocking. Then it was gone. I didn't move for some time. I wanted to go back there. It took me 4 days to get the nerve to actually do it, but I knew I wanted to go back. I thought about it for a while and decided everything needed to be the same. I arrived at the bridge at 5:30 the next Wednesday. Walked the centre and waited. After minutes of nothing, I realised what had drawn this thing to me. As I began to picture the dog once more, I remembered the lip pulling up and the strained points behind. As nothing continued to happen, I realised that what was different the first time. The memory no longer scared me. I thought about this and realised a few things. The first time I crossed the bridge, something, not a ghost in usual terms, I have no reason to believe it was ever human, created the breathing sound that was free to ignore or interpret however I wished. It was only after I returned that breath resembled a dog. Okay. I think the thing offered me a chance to show what I feared, and I did. I can think of only two reasons why I acted as it did. Perhaps it wanted me to exercise my demons, so to speak. Or in some way, it wanted my fear for its own reasons. We forget how close we are to nature, but maybe some part of nature needs us a little closer. Good way to finish, man. I should think of some good fucking finishes and like one-liners for this show. But no, very interesting story. I like the theory. It reminds me of like Harry Potter with the... forget the name. The little thing in the... Shit. Where they're like... I don't know. What is it? Where... I fucking love Harry Potter, but my mind has gone blank. Professor Lupin, and then Harry does it, and it turns into a Dementor. And then there's like the whole line, it's like, very good Potter, the thing you fear most is fear itself. And all that shit. And then like, I think Neville turns up as like, his fear is Professor Snape, and then he puts this in his nan's clothes. Like, you know where I'm going, I'm fucking speaking shit, I know. But it reminds me of that. So this thing kind of appeared and kind of manifests into your worst fear, which me would be, I don't really know what my worst fear is. I really have a big phobia of spiders, but then I'm really claustrophobic as well. So maybe like a giant fucking spider person and being locked in a cage of it, or like a million spiders and being locked in a cage, like shit, I'd probably just die. If so, you could offer me whatever money in the world and I would still be out. There is no chance in hell I will ever be doing that. Yeah, I'm trying to think of my most... Yeah, probably a spider's and claustrophobia. Enclosed spaces, just can't fucking do it. But anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed the stories. It's, yeah, I think they were pretty good. Some were a bit shit, but some, I liked the last one, were pretty good. Like, I kind of skim read them, because I kind of want to have a live reaction when I actually go through these stories with you. So it's more like, I haven't just prepared like these stories and a skit, as it were, because then it kind of takes the realism away from it, if you know what I mean. So yeah, I skim read them and then I read out and do my whole kind of thoughts and reactions to it live to you guys. But I say live, I edit a lot of shit out because sometimes it goes a bit too deep. Like the whole religion section of this episode may very well be cut out, or I could be fucking sued. And like I said, I've said my fucking rosemary. Rosemary? What the fuck? I said my rosary. So yeah, I can't be fucking grabbed. I'm fucking protected now, bitch. But anyway, this is the end of the episode. If you have any stories yourself or you want to get in touch, you know the usual places by now. Is that Haunted Show, like I said at the beginning of the show. Yeah, come find us there. No spaces, that's the username. Or if you want to email, it's thathauntedshow@gmail.com. Trying to think of anything else now. We have, of course, on the website, the Patreon, the Buy Me A Coffee, if you guys wanted to do that. I am trying to be more active, but it's hard right now. Yeah, I'm really out of practice doing this. I just don't know what to fucking say anymore. I hope you've enjoyed. I really do, because I enjoyed doing this episode. I enjoy doing these episodes. I enjoy scary stories. I feel like I need more in my life. And also, I need to find a good book. I'm trying to find a good scary book. I'm really into like gothic novels. And yeah, there's just, I need to get back into it. I need to find some because I'm really out of touch. I need some fucking spook in my life. As always, I've been Lou. Have a absolutely fucking amazing day. Or night, whenever it is you actually listen to this episode. And of course, you know the drill. Stay safe, stay spooky, and good night.